lives rent-free. You purchased a car for her.
Daddy's little girl.
She promised she'd make payments on it.
She didn't make payments on this car from the very beginning.
Took her father for a ride.
But, Your Honor, there was promises.
But me no buts. Not interested in your buts.
Now, Judge Judy's coming on Fast and Furious.
You know how hard it was to sue my daughter?
I would suggest that you stop playing with me and stop playing with your adult daughter.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Robert Yorkus is suing his daughter, Sarah Yorkus, for unpaid car payments on a vehicle he helped her buy.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 525 on the calendar in the matter of Yorkus versus Yorkus.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Yorkus, this is your daughter. And if I read your complaint correctly, sir, a couple of years ago, you co-signed for a car for her.
Yes.
And according to you, the agreement was she would pay for the car.
Yes, ma'am.
To whatever finance company you had. She made several payments, and then she stopped making those payments.
Yes, ma'am.
In what month and year did she stop making the payments?
The last payment she made was 9/19/09. It was a $100 payment.
And you assumed the payments at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
And you paid them?
Yes.
When had she purchased the car?
She purchased the car on August 25th of 2009.
So she stopped immediately making the payments?
Within 5 weeks.
Right. So why didn't you repossess the car?
It was in her name. I was a co-signer.
Let the bank take it.
There wasn't a bank. The dealership that you buy the car from, you make weekly payments to them. They finance you. You pay $50 a week.
I guarantee you, Mr. Georges, which is my real issue with your case, because you waited, according to your complaint, until you totally paid off the car. So, in effect, she made no payments, right?
Yes,
5 weeks.
There are circumstances behind that. By the time she quit making payments, her boyfriend had busted her windshield, tore off the...
That's irrelevant.
Yeah. Tore off
listen,
the...
Try not to listen to me. Hey, eyes! Don't speak until I say it's your turn. Okay, go ahead.
He tore off a mirror, busted the headlight, and she had backed into something and doing damage to the trunk. Plus, she hadn't paid her taxes on it. So if they had taken the vehicle back with what it would take to fix it up, to resell it, they could barely sell it for that, which would leave the rest of the payment to me, and they would garnish my pension.
That comes under shoulda, woulda, coulda. So instead, for the next year and a half, you made all the payments without a complaint. And now you're coming to her and you're saying, now I want all the money for the car. And I still don't understand your explanation, sir.
Which part?
The explanation of why you co-signed for her. The agreement was for her to pay for the car. She did not, from the very beginning, pay for the car. You let her keep the car in her name and in her possession rather than allowing the company to come and repossess the car. Then you wait until it's all over. And for some reason, you wake up and say, now I'm going to sue her. And if you would have sold it a year and a half ago, the car dealership would have at least given you some.
No.
Let's say you paid $5,000 for the car. And if they took it back after 5 weeks when she stopped making the payments, let's say it lost half its value. So at that point, you would have been down $2,500. Instead, you made all the payments, $5,000 worth of payments, and now you're at $5,000. $2,500 as opposed to $5,000. She really doesn't have a defense, but she says, you know, you're her father. She ran into some hard times. She took over the payments for her, and that was it.
Well, the car was sold, so they're going to get their money one way or another.
What car was sold?
The car that she had owned. For them to take the car back, they would have to pay the taxes on it, which would be, with penalties and everything, $600.
No, listen. They would have taken it back after 5 weeks.
Right.
And
the taxes weren't paid on it. I think the windshield was busted. I'm almost certain it was. They'd have to fix everything up before that. Plus the fact that she kept promising me when the tax check came in that she would catch up with that and then keep up with the payments. So it was after December.
Just a sec. Who do you live with?
I live by myself.
You live by yourself. And how do you support yourself?
My father.
Your father pays for all of your expenses?
No.
Well, then that's my question.
I clean houses. On the side.
What kind of an answer is that? You live by yourself and my father supports me. Well, I work...
I don't pay rent. I rent from him. I don't pay rent. As far as my household stuff, I
just
pay
a second.
For.
So he gives you a place to live?
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, I have a property that...
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
You have children?
No.
So it's just you?
Yes.
You have any kind of problems that prevent you from working?
Yeah, finding a job.
How old are you?
33.
And when was the last time you had a full-time job?
It's been a while, about a year.
Who's this?
It's my cousin Danny.
Where does he live?
He lives in Ellisville.
What is he doing here?
What do you mean, what's he doing here?
I mean, is he a witness? Is he
yeah.
a somebody? A witness to what?
To my case.
Well, what does he want to tell me about your case?
I don't know, ask him. I mean...
Perfect. Stand up. Your cousin Danny?
Yes.
Cousin Danny, Miss Georgia says you have something to add to this case. You want to tell me what you have to add to this case?
He co-signed...
No!
He co-signed for there was no arrangements that she pay him back. I assume he bought...
I don't care what you assume. Look at me, look at you, tell me. I do not care what you assume.
Right.
I want to hear what you know. Smelled, touched, heard, or saw?
I saw him co-sign for the car and...
You saw that? You were there? Cousin Danny?
No, I wasn't there.
Sit. Now,
thank you.
Who is this?
This is my brother.
And what is he doing here?
He's here to testify.
Brother. What do you know? Heard, saw, touched,
I saw
smelled.
The car, brought to my house, I inspected it, it was okay. I talked to Sarah. Sarah said Dad was co-signing for it, and she was making the payments on it weekly.
Great. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's all you know, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm going to get your copy of the tape so that you can repeat what I just said until you understand it. And I would suggest that you stop playing with me and stop playing with your adult daughter.
And later today...
He shoved me up against the refrigerator. And then he grabbed me again and pushed me up against the sliding glass door and then hit me in my back.
Robert Yorgas says his daughter, Sarah Yorgas, defaulted on a car loan that was in his name.
Mr. Yorgas, I'm dismissing your case. I'm going to tell you why. You didn't act quickly enough. You have to be vigilant in pursuing your claim. And I think your claim is bogus and full of baloney. I think that if you legitimately felt that you had a claim against your daughter, you would have pursued it in September of 2009, before you started making payments, all the payments. And according to your complaint, which I read very carefully, you said they took the last $500 payment. Let's see what it says. I sent the last $500 payment February 3rd, 2011, and then filed this small claims case. Now, if you had filed the small claims case in September 2009, let me tell you what I would have done. I would have directed that the car be returned to you. You could sell it and then sue her for the difference.
But, Your Honor?
But me no buts. Not interested in your buts. Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Well, you want me to say it again for you?
I'd like to.
You did not pursue your case in a timely fashion. If she breached her contract with you, what you're supposed to do is not wait and just keep paying for a year, 2 years, 2.5 years, and then say, now I think I'll take her to Judge Judy and sue her. What you do is, soon as she stops paying, you sue her for the return of the car, sell it, and then sue her for the difference between what you get for the car and the payout that you're responsible for. Then I issue a judgment for the difference. Now do you understand?
No.
Well,
can I,
just
can
a second,
I, can
I'm gonna get
explain?
Your copy. I'm gonna get your copy of the tape,
can,
sir.
Can I please
so
explain?
That I can listen to me, I'm gonna get your copy of the tape so that you can repeat it, what I just said, twice.
But I didn't get-
Third time, fourth time, fifth time, until you understand it. And I would suggest that you stop playing with me and stop playing with your adult daughter. She lives rent-free. You purchased a car for her?
No.
You purchased a car for her because, according to you, you paid it off, so that you did, in fact, purchase it for her.
But, Your Honor, there was promises.
Yeah, I know.
You know how hard it was to sue my daughter?
Over. Then you should have sued her in September 2009.
She promised me to
Thank
make
you very
payments
much,
on
Bert.
It.
Say goodbye to these people.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
To sue my daughter was a hard decision to make.
I think it was right.
It's the hardest decision I've ever had to make.
Nothing further to say about it.
My daughter needs to grow up, take responsibility of her life.
Yes, I do.
I was trying to help her.
I'll try even harder now.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Parsons versus Pinkerton. Step forward.
20-year-old Jessica Parsons is suing her ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Jeremy Pinkerton, for rent, a loan to buy a phone, and an assault.
Miss Parsons, the defendant used to be your boyfriend.
Yes.
And you moved from one state to another to live with him.
Mm-hmm.
You moved from where to where and when?
I moved from California to Idaho on June 2009.
And you moved into an apartment together?
Yes.
You claim several things. You claim a loan back over a year ago.
Yes.
For him to buy a cell phone. I don't think I'm too interested in that cell phone business, but more importantly, you claim that he owes you for rent.
Yes.
After he moved out.
Yes.
And then you want some money for, I don't know, some sort of abuse. I don't know what that is.
Yes.
When did you move out, Mr. Pinkerton?
I'd say probably about the beginning of December.
December of 2010. 10. Is that correct?
Yes.
Under what circumstances, Ms. Parsons, did he move out?
Well, I asked him to pay rent, like, before December. And he was nowhere to be found. The money was nowhere to be found. And I called him and was like, you need to pay rent.
Called him on what?
On his cell phone. So I called him, left a message, and I asked
him. How long had it been since he lived in the apartment?
This was when he was still living there.
So you didn't discuss it with him while he was living there?
No, I did. I asked him like a week before rent was due, and I was going to pay for most of it because he just got a new job. And I asked him if he could pay the amount that I asked him. It was like maybe barely $200.
And how much was the rent on the apartment?
$615.
Now, at the time in December of 2010, according to the complaint that I read, you and the defendant had already ceased to have a romantic relationship.
Yes.
And when was that?
That was March of 2010.
And after March 2010, up until December of 2010, you sort of lived there like roommates.
Yes.
You didn't share a room together, you didn't share a bed together.
No, we had two
Did
bedrooms.
Mr. Pinkerton pay rent from March of 2010, when you ceased to be a couple?
Yes, he did.
Up until November of 2010?
Up to, yes.
Mm-hmm. How many bedrooms were in this apartment?
Two.
So you had one bedroom, and the plaintiff had one bedroom.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, why didn't you pay rent in December?
Because I moved out the beginning of December.
Why did you move out?
They were taking over the whole apartment.
Who's they?
Jessica and Joelle.
My boyfriend never moved in with me.
Well, she claims he never moved in, but he was there every single day, and...
Did you have another boyfriend? Is that this young man?
Yes, but we didn't start until November 2010.
When did he start coming over every day? Let me put it to you this way. When did you meet him?
Well, I met him January of 2010.
And you stopped being a couple with Mr. Pinkerton in March of 2010?
Yes.
And after March of 2010, what's your first name?
Joelle.
Did Joelle start to come over to the house?
No, we weren't like that kind of friends. He was actually friends with Jeremy.
When
first.
Did you start to become that kind of friends with him?
Maybe a couple months before we got together in November. So maybe like September.
So then he started to come over every day?
Not every day, because he
Not
had to work.
Did he ever sleep over? Ever?
Yes.
Did he sleep over when Mr. Pinkerton was there?
No.
Yes, he did, ma'am.
Of course he did. And is what you told me, Miss Parsons, that Joelle used to be friendly with the defendant before you knew him?
Yes.
Well, just for my own information, how did that go over?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If somebody gave me an uppercut, I would be gone. I would not live there for another 4 months and then move in a new boyfriend if I was so afraid of him. Miss Parsons, it wouldn't happen. So don't go all teary on me.
Jessica Parsons says ex-boyfriend Jeremy Pinkerton owes for rent, a loan to buy a phone, and for assaulting her during an argument.
Now, what months do you want him to pay rent for?
From September 2010 to February 2011.
Well, you said he paid rent in September, October, and November. He just didn't pay rent in December.
Okay, December 2010 to February 2011.
Was he there?
In December, yes. He didn't move out until after the rent was due.
He's not paying you rent. That's not happening. When you move new boyfriend in.
Oh, I didn't move my new boyfriend in.
Are you still in the apartment?
Yes.
Great. Who's paying the rent?
I am.
Are you going to stay there?
The lease is in up until July.
Great. So you're going to stay there?
Yes.
You're not going back to California where they'd have to come looking for you, right?
No.
Where does he live? In Idaho?
Yes.
Close by to where you live?
No, he lives in two towns away in Caldwell.
Really?
Yes.
Stand. With whom do you reside?
I live by myself.
You have your own apartment?
No, it's my brother's house.
Sit down. You got where I'm going. You don't get rent. Now, let's get to this last part of your case, which is punitive damages for abuse.
Yes.
Give me 5 minutes. How did he abuse you?
There was this one time that we were in a huge fight before.
Just a second. Give me a date.
It was probably the end of September of 2010.
I'm not interested in what happened at the end of December of 2010. September, October, November, December. You stayed there for 4 months with him. 4 months. What'd you stay with him for if he abused you?
Wait, I don't...
What did you stay there?
We lived together since January of 2009.
I know. You just told me that he abused you. You started to get all teary that he abused you in September of 2010. And yet you say he moved out in December of 2010. My question to you is, if he abused you in any way, why didn't you move out and move home to California?
Because I didn't have the money to. And none of my family would pay for it.
Were you working?
Yes.
I'm talking about getting a bus ticket and going home. Now I'll listen to you, what you say he did to you in September that you want him to compensate you for.
We were in a huge fight in the kitchen, and he shoved me up against the refrigerator. And then I was like, do not touch me. You can't, don't do that to me. And then he grabbed me again and pushed me up against the sliding glass door. And he went to do this uppercut thing and then slowed down and then hit me in my back.
He hit you? Did you call the police?
No, I didn't.
Did you try that to her, sir?
No, ma'am.
No, of course not. I believe that he probably shoved you. I believe that he shoved you. The uppercut to your stomach is something you just added.
No, Ms. Parsons, he really did it.
Oh, really? If somebody gave me an uppercut, I would be gone. I would have the police at my door. I would not live there for another 4 months.
Slowed.
And then have the audacity to move in a new boyfriend if I was so afraid of him. And say, well, like it or not, I'm moving in my new boyfriend. He's sleeping over sometimes if I was afraid of him. Ms. Parsons, it wouldn't happen. So don't go all teary on me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Ms. Parsons, he doesn't owe you any money. You live with a new boyfriend who doesn't live in his brother's house.
He doesn't live in his brother's house.
Not a question in my mind. Stand. Who else lives in your brother's house?
Just me.
You and your brother?
No, I just live there.
What do you mean you just live there?
He stays at my mom's.
Explain that to me.
He was in a car accident a couple years back, so when he's alone, he can't handle that. So I just started living in his house, and he moved in with my mom.
Who pays the mortgage?
He pays the mortgage, and I just pay utilities.
He pays the mortgage?
Yeah.
Okay. Be happy together. Move in with him. When you came here to California yesterday from Idaho, listen to me, Joelle?
Yes.
What hotel did you stay at?
Sheraton, I think.
How many rooms did you have?
One.
Who did you share it with?
Two beds. Jessica.
Goodbye, Ms. Parsons.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We got in huge fights all the time.
I don't like fighting, and that's all we ever did.
He shoved me a lot.
Not at all.
He choked me once.
It's all made up. Like Judge Judy says, she doesn't believe it.
As far as hitting a woman, he knows better than that because I didn't raise him that way.
He punched the door in our room.
He was an old friend. I worked with him. She was my ex. I dated her.
We were talking and he just came in the room and said he was just leaving.
Kind of still had feelings for her until that time.
She was like, good, you don't pay rent anyway.
It was financial and other things too.
It's uncomfortable.
He wasn't good to me.
Too much drama, so I'm just glad it's finally over with.